Crawford, Marion Stoll. St. Helena, California, November 4, 1908. Mrs. Marion Stoll Crawford Monroe, Wisconsin. Dear Sister Crawford, your long letter of October 9th came duly to hand. Also, your shorter letter asking my advice regarding the disposition of about $5,000 which you have loaned several years to the Battle Creek Sanitarium. My delay in answering is not due to lack of interest regarding the matters of which you have written, but since your letter came, I have been very busy and perplexed over important matters pending here in California, and some days passed before I answered your letter. Then we were called to attend some meetings, and now on my return, I find that what I wrote to you several days ago has not been copied and sent away. So I will incorporate it into this letter. I will request Willie to write to you regarding our journey to Sebastopol and the meetings held there, and he will write you also about our progress in preparing the manuscript for the new edition of my Experience and Views. We thank you for what you have written regarding the early experiences and for the privilege of reading the old letters from Brother Arnold. I think if you were nearer to us, we would be glad to consult with you often in regard to the old history of our experiences. We may sometime send one of our editors to visit some of the pioneers in our early work and the places where the early history was made to gather up additional facts and interesting incidents. But now we are all very busy here in the office, carrying on many lines of work. Many calls have come to me to attend meetings in various places. Our brethren in Tennessee were very anxious that I should attend the Madison Council, but I feel that I must reserve my strength, for I hope to go to the next General Conference. Then we shall see gathered representatives of our work from many lands. Now, regarding your question as to the wisdom of leaving your money longer at Battle Creek, I must say in answer to your question that from all that has been shown me in regard to the Battle Creek Sanitarium, I cannot advise you to leave your money there, but would advise you to draw it out when due and invest it in other institutions which are more needy and where the use of $1,000 or $2,000 will be a great help. Recently, I have heard from the Paradise Valley Sanitarium that some of our brethren in the East who loaned money to the institution some years ago are needing to withdraw their money for necessary investments at home. Therefore, the Paradise Valley Sanitarium is much in need of a few $1,000s at 6% interest. With this, I will send you copy of two statements that I recently wrote for publication. The institution is doing an important work. It is well equipped, and conscientious men and women are in charge of its several departments, and I can with perfect freedom and assurance advise you to loan money to this institution. I will mention another place where you can place $2,000 or $3,000 at 6% interest, and that is with me. I have a great work to do in bringing out my books in many languages. During the last few years, matters have so shaped about that the Pacific Press of Mountain View is doing much of the work of publishing our books translated into foreign languages. At the present time, there is a call for great controversy in the Spanish and for Christ our Savior in the Spanish and in the French and the Portuguese. There is also a demand for several new books in the English, and I need more money than my regular income to do the advance work and do it rapidly. Then there are several whose money I am using that are withdrawing a portion for home use, and this makes it necessary for me to look about for some to pay up old loans and for some for advance work. I could name a number of institutions here on the Pacific coast that are excellent places for investment, but most of these pay only 5% interest. My business is not running behind. There is a little gain every year. I have been instructed that it is best for me to own the plates of my books, and this is why so much money is required in bringing out new publications. If the printing houses owned the plates of my books, there might be times when some of them were slighted. But while I own the plates, I can transfer the work from one house to another in case of necessity. There is an understanding between me and the officers of the General Conference that when I die, My book work passes into the hands of trustees appointed by the General Conference, so that the earnings from my books, after paying all debts, shall go to the production of new books in many foreign languages. If you wish further information regarding the financial standing of my business, or further information regarding the financial standing of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, write your questions to W.C. White, and he will give you full information. If you feel free to do so, I wish you would lend me $2,000 on long time at 6% interest, and then lend the balance of what you have to spare to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium at the same interest. Your letter of inquiry I shall treat as confidential. Please treat this answer in the same way.